From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Within the hour, Hillary Clinton is set to be the Democratic nominee for president. The former Secretary of State will be the first woman to be nominated for president from a major political party. Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski officially put Clinton's name in nomination at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So in behalf of all the women who have broken down barriers for others, and with an eye toward the barriers ahead, I proudly place Hillary Clinton's name in nomination to be the next president.
Georgia Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis seconded the nomination. He reminded the cheering crowds that they had nominated the first African-American president 8 years ago, and now they were breaking another barrier.
She will fight for us all with her heart, her soul, and her mind. My fellow Democrats, I am pleased to second the nomination for Hillary Clinton as the party candidate for the President of the United States.
Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, will address the delegates later Tuesday. Hillary Clinton and her vice presidential running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, will speak to the convention later in the week. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told a veterans group in North Carolina that Hillary Clinton and the political system have failed them. Speaking at the Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Charlotte, Trump said that Clinton has been, in his words, a disaster. The Republican candidate outlined a 10-step fix for the VA health system and told the audience that veterans will no longer have to face delays or, in his words, die waiting for care. This is VOA News. Islamic State has claimed that two of its soldiers carried out Tuesday's brutal attack on a Catholic church in Normandy, France, where an 84-year-old priest was killed after being taken hostage. French President François Hollande visited the scene of the attack in the northern town Tuesday and said the attackers had claimed allegiance to Islamic State before being shot dead by police. He called on all French citizens to help fight terrorism.
Le parquet anti-terroriste a été chargé.
He said the anti-terrorist section of the prosecutor's office has been assigned this inquiry and will give every information to the prosecutor so he can relay what he knows. But today we must be aware that the terrorists will stop at nothing unless we stop them. French security officials said the two attackers slit 84-year-old Father Jacques Hamel's throat before police were able to intervene. Hollande denounced the killing as a vile attack. The United States condemned the killing in the strongest possible terms. The U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says that he hopes to restart talks on ending the Syrian civil war by late August. Speaking in Geneva, Mr. de Mistura said that more work is needed from the United States and Russia to reach an agreement.
We hope that concrete progress on the Lavrov understanding will take visibly place. This will indeed create the right atmosphere, both on the ground and for the intra-Syrian talks.
Meanwhile, a car bomb exploded in a heavily policed area of Syria's capital Monday, causing several injuries as well as damage to government buildings. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the blast was near an Iranian school and had caused casualties, but it did not give further details. At least 19 people are dead after a man went on a knife-wielding rampage at a facility for disabled adults outside Tokyo early Tuesday. Authorities in the city of Sagamihara said that 26-year-old Satoshi Uematsu broke into the facility in the pre-dawn hours and began stabbing people. The Asahi Shimbun newspaper said that Uematsu, a former employee at the facility, told police, "I want to get rid of the disabled from this world." He later turned himself into police and admitted to carrying out the attack. And the United States has condemned in strongest possible terms a double bombing that took place at the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport during morning rush hour Tuesday. At least 13 people were killed. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.